only, under current planning, there are only 11 conditions of approval. And again, there's no use restrictions, there's nothing on it. It's the page, the item number where it starts off under current planning, the first bullet saying resolution of intent till September 1. So those were the original conditions of approval of the 2012 non-conforming zone change to C1, and that was for a shopping center.
Right. And that was for the shopping center.
Right.
And for, and that's when, Evan, that's why I said, it had all the conditions with the master plan that came before us, even with this, that hadn't expired yet. That's why I said, this gets pretty.
Right, the timing is not correct.
It had not expired when this, when we had this item.
Yeah, but these items, these conditions are nothing that's, that we're not suggesting here today in terms of restricting.
No, but what I'm saying, it also had, in addition to this, had the master plan or the.
The 2006 development agreement.
Right.
Which I have here also, and restaurant and retail was permitted under that development agreement.
In 2006?
Yes.
Okay.
But again, that's null and void, that 2006 development agreement is gone.
Yeah, but that was the mass, with the master plan, with the 12 acres, right, and the whole.
Regardless.
Yeah, because that was on the other side of that, of some of the top.
We all can agree that this has arrived here today in a funky way. But we're, it is what it is, and we're stuck with a C1 on a 3-acre parcel in the middle of a RNP zone across the street from a major high school. And so I think we need to make lemonade out of lemons here and do the best that we can to protect the neighborhood and the residents and the students in that area. And the only way that I see, and I'm certainly open to any other suggestions, is by restricting the hours of operation,
no
drive-through, thank you. And also, personally, I don't like to see, I don't want to have two access points along Grand Teton. I think it needs to be one access point. It needs to have a block wall along Tioga Way with landscaping on the outside.
Someone did mention signage or lighting. That is a requirement. We'll have to come back for lighting and signage for the design reviews.
Right. And don't try to come in with a neon sign.
Yeah.
Did the full CAC receive the revision to the staff report? Basically, both driveways. Well, the first driveway on.
I don't like the two driveways. It's not even an issue because I would say, as a condition, I would say one access point and then they would need to.
If they don't have the drive, they don't need the two access points.
That's the whole point of it.
And then they said they only have one row of trees. They definitely, I think, need to have two rows of trees.
Yeah, I think so too.
And the east one.
For sure.
Okay, you want to make a?
I just have a question, I'm sorry. When you go east on Zona, when it rains, the water goes, kind of has a decline and it ends up all the way to the right and pools. So I'm kind of concerned about drainage coming, like when it.
They'd have to do a drainage.
They will have to do a drainage study. Yes, they will. It will be part of the building.
So if there's nothing else, I'll make a motion.
Hi.
To.
Sorry, Evan. So it says like they were asking to waive the requirement to vacate Pioneer and then to not vacate Tioga.
Yeah, those would be approved.
Okay.
So I think, and jump in if I'm missing something, but I'm gonna make a motion to approve WS180471 NOS Kenneth Revocable Trust for waiver of development standards and design review. Also for application WC1840077 NZC051112 NOS Kenneth Revocable Trust for zone change waivers of development. Waivers of conditions, all subject to staff conditions with the following additional conditions. One.
Hold on. Okay.
One is that the development will have restricted hours of operation between 9 a.m. and 10 p.m. There'll be no drive-throughs at any of the buildings on the parcel or on the site. There will be a block wall along with appropriate landscaping on the exterior of the wall along
Tioga.
There will be one access point along Grand Teton instead of two, and that access point will necessarily need to be moved to an approved location. There will be two rows of trees along Grand Teton.
So then technically, to stop you there, so you're basically, at least what I'm hearing now, is you're actually recommending denial of both waivers.
Yes.
Waivers one and two, and approval of the design review subject to these conditions.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Perfect. Did you get that done? So can you say that again?
Denial of one and two.
So yeah, denial of both waivers. Waivers right. One and waivers 2A and 2B.
Waiver right. Of development standards.
I'm sorry, waivers of development standards, yeah.
Yeah.
And then approval of the design review subject to the conditions that you've read off so
right.
Far.
Okay. So the last one I was on was that there's two rows of trees along Grand Teton rather than the requested one.
No,
because lighting will be a separate,
separate
application.
Yeah. Okay.
But we can throw it in there that any lighting requests,
yeah.
Future lighting requests will be low level lighting to diminish any impact upon neighbors. Deliveries, I think deliveries are restricted. The business hours, but deliveries are restricted, right?
Daytime hours.
Deliveries are
which is
always,
6 to
right?
6 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Okay, so then in this case, deliveries will be restricted to the approved operating hours of 9 a.m. to 10 p.m.
I just want to remind you.
We got a motion on the floor.
The two blocks of trees also on Buffalo, not just Grand Teton.
Okay.
Was that a request to make it only along Grand Teton or Buffalo 2?
Buffalo as well.
Okay, so then along both Buffalo and Grand Teton. Thank you, sir.
And obviously there's that wall on the north side of the building.
Before I finish my motion, did I miss anything?
What about the consideration of a block wall higher to be able to block the sound? Rather than 6, go to 8.
I'll be happy to include that. The wall along Tioga needs to be an 8-foot wall.
And adjoining neighbor.
Would be appropriate.
And on the north side.
And on the north side would be appropriate landscaping.
There's a question about the wall affecting the location of the bus stop.
That I can't.
I think that was
that
the
I can't.
Okay, come on.
Yeah, that
I got
a
motion on
address. I mean, I don't know.
Wall won't affect.
I don't know that it's going to affect the bus stop, but if it does, then.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
So I think with those items, I think we're good. That's my motion.
Motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, the 8-foot block wall.
Yeah, I do.
8-foot block wall on Tioga and
the north side of the property.
North side of the property. Restricted use. Do you want to, I got it, I think.
Seven, right?
Good?
Yes,
thank you.
Okay. Holy crap. So now, on to general business. Review and finalize the 2019-2020 budget request and take public comment for budget request.
And So before we get to that, did Carol Peck accept the?
Yeah, well, I forgot to ask Carol.
Okay.
I'll do that.
So budget requests. Anybody, anything?
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Okay, budget requests, new blinds for our meeting room.
Agrees.
Right.
They probably were white ones.
Yeah.
Hey, we got our screen last year, so you know what? Now it's time for blinds. We got a lot.
We'll ask for our candy and water back.
Yeah, Don.
Candy and water?
Candy and water.
Oh, yeah, we used to get candy and water, but.
Yeah.
Then the budget hit.
Yeah, we're down to.
Those were good times, huh?
Yeah, no more candy.
We got too fat.
We got our light, we've got a new clock. I think blinds are a necessity. Is there anything else? So I said we have the overhead, we've done good.
For Sue, so that she's not lonely.
We could just jimmy it with a piece of paper, you know?
Yeah.
You should be able to.
Yeah, unscrew the thing and.
To adjust the feet.
I think the whole thing is missing.
Oh.
All right, we need a new foot for.
We'll get you a stack of papers, right? Fold it, matchbooks.
Next.
Okay. Comments by the general public? Anybody have anything other than something that was on this agenda? The next meeting date is September 25th, as stated in our agenda. Same bat time, same bat place. Done. Wait, I get to do this.